Good morning. My guest this morning is Kevin West from the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime. So poverty and fire is fueling the work of the Redwood Empire Food Bank these days. Why don't you develop that idea a little bit?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, at the end of July, the Mendocino Complex fire, you know, ravaged the area in Lake County. And that's an area that we, you know, have a strong presence in already. We have a bunch of partner organizations we work with up there, but we also have direct service programs in the region. And honestly, we've seen an increase in need in that area since the fires of 2015. So this recent devastation has just added to that. And really, it is an area, a low-income area. It's an area where poverty is prevalent. And people that are low-income and struggling to pay the bills, decide whether to buy groceries or pay the bills, a lot of times you know, they ignore, you know, they have to make choices and they ignore, you know, fresh fruit, produce, things that are really important to health.
That's
so
right.
Health levels in the area, you know, can be really severely impacted. And when you have an emergency like this, it just becomes something that we really need to pay attention to. We really need to respond to. And it's not always easy with the fluid situation up there. I mean,
right.
People have been evacuated, sent back to their homes. Some people have bought groceries, but then been evacuated again. And the electricity goes out and the groceries spoil. So a lot of people in interesting predicaments where nutrition isn't always as accessible as it should be.
So what are you mainly looking for?
Well, right now, you know, we're working, you know, to make sure that we can find areas to distribute food that are able to impact the most people in need. In terms of what we're looking for from our local community here, you know, we spent a lot of money trying to respond to October's wildfires. We're still responding to those in our area. And it's just been something that we financially you know, it's been a strain on us. Logistically, we have the staff that are eager to help. We have the truck systems. We have, you know, lots of good resources for getting food. But it costs money to do this. And so really, you know, volunteer support and financial donations are really key to us right now so we can continue our response.
How threatened by fire, directly threatened by fire, is your work up there?
Well, I think that there are some, you know, distributions that we've had to close down. You know, just like the folks that are evacuating their homes, there are certain organizations that we work with that have had to get evacuated as well. Most of those have reopened, and most of them are really clever at adapting to the fluid situation.
Yeah.
So we have some great organizations that help us, you know, get the food out to people in different areas. We also have, you know, first responders that have been helping us. When we first got up there, shortly after the fires, there were 40 people that couldn't make it to an evacuation center. The sheriff's search and rescue team loaded up their truck and took the food directly out to the people.
Great.
So that's something that we couldn't have done ourselves,
yeah,
but
right.
Everybody's really coming together to respond.
Excellent. You're now talking to our audience. What do you want them to do?
Well, I'd love for the audience to, you know, join us in our Hungry Relief work. There's all sorts of ways to get involved with the Redwood Empire Food Bank. I mean, we really honestly, sincerely make volunteering fun. If you're not able to help out financially, if you can give us a few hours of your time, we have fun opportunities in our warehouse. We even have opportunities out in the field at distributions. But if you are able to go to our website, refb.org, and make a contribution, it's really an investment in your community. It's an investment in emergency response. You never know when you're going to need our services.
That's right. And you guys over the years have really become identified, I think, with people of Sonoma County and beyond as being important members of the community.
Well, thank you. Yes. You know, the partners that we work with are not just in Lake County. Our reach goes all the way to the Oregon border. So we're in five counties, and we couldn't do it without the support and the generosity of such a giving community.
Great. Well, let's tell people if they want to contact the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Telephone number 523-7900, online refb.org. Thanks again, Kevin.
Thank you so much for having me.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day. Thank you.